Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good morning. Backward turn, backward, oh time, in your flight. Take me back to 2010, just for tonight. When I get an epiphany, you know those wow ideas? I move on them. I shan't ever forget this. Friday, November 12th, 2010. Out of the clear, I got Simply Share Your Simply Ageless and Timeless Renditions with Divas Everywhere. You know, the body and the brain don't age. We do, by our choices. Part 3. Embracing your life. Everyday behaviors. How positive are you? Are you filled with toxic negative thinking? Research has shown about 2/3 of what determines how we age comes from non-genetic factors. At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. I give genetics, maybe 20%. The Simply Ageless and Timeless Gospel, according to Kathy, power packed with simply ageless memorization and renditions. I've been fortunate to experience life in layman's terms with intelligent vision and futuristic insights. The book is going to be self-published. Throughout the book, I quote many experts, theologians, men and women who have achieved their goals, and while there are too many sources to give them individual credit, I do salute these individuals whose contribution extend the quality of life to mankind. What was that? Okay. The challenge? Did you hear me? I said the challenge. I want you to memorize the entire book. I did. I did it all. Step by step. I've had it. Yes, we're living longer, but not necessarily any better. What is it going to take for you to understand that you have to invest in yourself? Life is not a dress rehearsal. Do you get it? The life that you have right now is the only one that you have right now. What is the quality of your life? What are your choices? They either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Stand up. Look in the mirror. Full length. The body. It's the only one you'll ever have. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise. Exercise is a must, not an option. Exercise nourishes the brain. The brain. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Now the challenge. I have memorized the entire book. Now it's your turn. Are you up to it, or have you given in to Father Time and Mother Nature? What good are the golden years if you can't remember anything, let alone the car keys? Once you've memorized the book, contact me and I'll put you on air. My very popular internet radio show, Live with Kathy. Dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. Click on any show, they're archived. My show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on March 10th. Oh, happy anniversary to Alyssa and Lance, our grandkids. They're in Europe. They're in London, England. Have a safe trip and happy everything. And when you get home, be sure and look for the happy everything card that Grammy and Poppy Bill sent to you. I think you'll like what's in it. Now, are you ready to memorize? You know what? You're all so full of it that I just have to tell you that sometimes when you hear me chuckle, I go, Kath, what are you doing? Some will, some won't, so what next? I have to keep remembering that. That's in network marketing. So you really think that you're going to live a quality of life while you're sitting on your guzica, your derriere, your dupa, and that your brain isn't going to get foggy, and you're just sitting there, the blood isn't circulating, isn't the oxygen isn't getting to the power of the brain? Oh boy, you inhaled. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I don't care where you live. Why don't you call in? Tell me what you're doing to remain positive and to be a joy to live with. 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Share with us. So you're probably asking, okay, what's in it for me? Well, number one, you're going to get all of my renditions, 7 decades, even longer. It's going to help you. How long is it going to take? I don't know. I have no idea. We have to uncover the brain's steel trap powers. Can you take the challenge? Oh, no. Oh, well, maybe tomorrow. Oh, I don't know. I'm too busy. I have so much to do. And you're clogging your brain and sludge and your blood isn't going anywhere. Huh. What does it cost? Well, I'm going to put the book together. It'll be affordable. Where's the proof? I'm the proof. I told you. What you're going to hear is what I have memorized, and I do my memorization every single day. And I invite you to be part of this exciting journey. Can you do it? I don't know. Backward turn, backward, oh, chime in your flight. Okay. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Oh, by the way, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and it's all about brain power. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our choices. You can write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure to log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. I like the net and the com, so I get you coming and going. Now, I said that in 2010, I decided that I needed to share with you my epiphany. Huh. So let's go on. Let's fast forward to November 13th. And the booklet is going to be named Simply Timeless and Ageless. But now, what we have to find out... Oh, yes, it was November 12th, and then on the 13th, I started to put the whole thing together. Backward turn, backward old time in your flight. Take me back to 1996, just for tonight. Following are the original renderings created on the spot. I was a guest speaker on a very popular Chicago TV show. Topic, are you afraid of aging? The Big O. I was a guest. Not in the audience. I was a guest. And if I remember, I have the microphone for about 20 minutes. See, I'm not allowed to divulge the show. I need permission, but that takes so long and too much time, so here goes. These two renditions came to me while I was standing there. Rendition one, never, never waste an entrance or an exit. To begin with, people aren't so much concerned about how you look. They want to know how you think they look. And never, never apologize for what you're wearing. I have this thing about being glamorous no matter your age. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Would you mind telling me why? Why? Why can't you be absolutely glamorous 60, 70, 80, 90, and beyond? Do you want to see some absolutely breathtaking, gorgeous women? Go to pageants.com and take a peek. We're living longer, aren't we? But not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many because of your choices. And you should make the choice right now to call in 347-637-3789. Now, we're talking about memorization. But let's go to how you could truly improve your memory. Move your stuff in. It takes about 10 minutes. Find a permanent home. Places for items you use every day. Your wallet, keys, cell phone. By doing this, you'll avoid the stress of hunting for them. Now, to new rendition number three. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Did you know that where you go, your mind goes? This is Science of Mind, 1998. The world in which we live is our own mind consciousness or mind. You live in mind. You create it. Pick up the mirror and look at the creator of your life. The battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts and beliefs of our inner world, our own thinking. Brain power. Our work is done in mind alone. The only equipment needed is thought. Listen to me. Write this down. We live in mind. And it can only return to us what we think into it. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? And if you keep planting negative seeds, that's what you're going to get. And all of you divas out there with all of the energy, share it with your guys. This is for you too. Backward turn, backward old time in your flight, make me a child again. Just for tonight. Let's take a hint from Mother Nature. Ears weren't meant to shut, the mouth was. Character is like a foundation to a house. It's below the surface. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your feelings, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. W. E. Tharp, I ask, really, what are you feeding your brain? How does your garden grow? While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome the new. Let's choose to make now the best of the rest of our lives. This moment is all that we have. It's our choice. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the Tao. Sidebar. This was my two-minute philosophy of life, competing in the Miss Illinois Senior American Pageant 2000, Reno, Nevada. Log on to simplyageless.net and click on pageants. Circle of Life. Now, by the way, I memorize all of this. I love circles. Circles fill our lives from the baby's teething ring to granny's horn-rimmed glasses, from the wheels of the tricycle to the exercycle, to ring around the rosy and the sacred mandala. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet, oh, I knew the terms. Relevé! I raced up on my toes and I could see the world and feel the rhythms dancing in me. Grand jeté. I took that big leap into the next phase of my life. Glissade. Gliding down the runway wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. Dégagé. I disengaged from single life from one position to another, that of wife and mother. Developé. I developed a business. I became an enterprising entrepreneur and was able to use all the skills life had taught me. Ah, port de bras. The carriage of the arms, the embracing, the gathering in to dance yet another dance. And so, I have come full circle once again to feel the transformative powers of this dance of life. I stand in the circle like a Beaujolais stands in its bottle, enhancing its flavor. Sidebar, Circle of Life. Interpretive talent presentation in the Miss Illinois Senior America Pageant 2000. Who said only wine gets better with age? Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. Studied with a professor at DePaul University, 1994, speech and voice. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's least hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Sonnet 18. Shakespeare's Sonnet 22. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my days should expiate. For all that beauty that doth cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which in thy breast doth live as thine in me. How can I then be elder than thou art? O, therefore, love, be of thyself so wary as I, not for myself, but for thee will, bearing thy heart, which I will keep so cherry, as tender nurse her babe from faring ill. Presume not on thy heart when mine is slain. Thou gavest me thine, not to give back again. Thank you, Professor F. Colley, DePaul University. He made me learn them, the tempo from the Bard, and Bard is a poet. Charlotte Pease, Stay Young. Ah, the spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. The body shows the time has passed when movement lacks in grace, and yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young, and life was ours to dare. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. And then I added, don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. And then from Hamlet, this above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. And Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said the danger of middle age, and I'm saying the danger of aging, is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Did you accept your life? And you stop visioning where you want to go? How sad. The answer to what I shall be is contained in what I'm now thinking. What you're thinking is what you're going to be. Your life responds to your thinking, to your outlook. The mind is the key to all of our experiences, and our use of it determines our health, wealth, happiness, and security. Hey, you're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. Now, in that, there's one word that's the operative word. Do you know what it is? You're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. The is where it's at. Can you get it? Did you get it? Trends are nothing but an extension of the past into the future. And temptations are mere ideas entertained in the mind. From Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, the author unknown. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask, and what you set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. We were all born with the use of the creative power of the universe at the tip of our tongue, the thought, the word. By our thinking, we shape our looks and our world, and both can be as beautiful as our thoughts are loving and kind. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment needed is thought. We live in mind and can only return to us what we think into it. We live in mind and can only return to us what we think into it. What are you thinking into your mind right now? Right now, what are you thinking? Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Excerpts from Science of Mind. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. You're young and useful at any age if you're still planning for tomorrow. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Hey, your mind, your brain functions like a parachute, and it functions only when they're opened. Your brain and your mind are like a parachute, and a parachute functions only when opened. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Obstacles are those little nigglies that crop up when we take our sight off our goal. Hey, worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it's not going to get you anywhere. Oh, behold the mighty turtle. He only makes progress when he sticks his neck out no guts, no glory. A friendship true is like pure gold. It won't wear out because it's old. Sidebar, whenever I say that, I think of Beth, my dear, dear friend, who was truly my golden friend. Being good isn't enough if you dream of being great, and a man who has no money is poor, but a man who has nothing but money is poorest of them all. An empty purse is really bad, but an empty head is a whole lot worse. Hey, yo, you're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. And remember, to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose. Because competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. We can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. Spend so much time on improving yourself, you don't have time to criticize others. Don't grumble and complain because you don't have what you want. Be thankful you don't get what you deserve. And the way that some people find fault, you'd think there was a reward. Best to sleep on what you plan to do than to be kept awake by what you've done. And there's no way around it. The way we feel is the way we attract. As we get older, we need so little, but we need that little so much. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold fast. Patience is genius. Lose everything but your faith in God, you'll lose nothing. Lose your faith in God, and you'll lose everything. Men and husbands are like fires in a fireplace. Left unattended, they go out. I want a big smile. I accept, I expect. For I deserve, I'm worthy of, and I'm ready to receive. And I give thanks for God's lavish, unlimited abundance and ever-increasing flow of health, wealth, happiness, success, patience, and financial security. And so it is. This or something better. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and I just shared with you, my divaliciously renditions of Simply Ageless and Timeless. And we're talking to your brain and memory. According to Webster, memory, time within which past events are remembered. Research has found that the older American may improve their memory by making simple lifestyle changes, including memory exercises, physical fitness, healthy eating, and stress reduction. You're not getting older, you're getting better. Recent studies indicate that a simple exercise routine helps put the brakes on memory loss. Like body, like mind. What you do to improve your physical health may actually go to your head. You can enhance your memory. You can enhance your everyday behaviors. Brain teasers, crossword puzzles, memorization. And you know what? You can. You can do it. It's your choice. And remember, choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Move your body, move your brain. Your brain and body love you because it feeds on the oxygen that you're feeding it. Until tomorrow, oh, you're going to love it. Another way to enhance your brain power in your life. Au revoir.